Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 96 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for November 18th. No, it's not at all. November 28th, 2013, Thursday, aka Thanksgiving, unless you're not American, in which case it's just a Thursday and you don't care about it, and you're just annoyed at all us Americans, but you don't mind seeing all these sales go on, so you're happy about that, right? You're happy about all these video game deals. Well, I don't really have games to talk about. I'm playing more Dead Rising 3, trying to get through Nightmare Mode. I'm like in just about finishing Chapter 6 after beating it on the regular mode or whatever, you know, just normal, because I want to get that stupid challenge thing. That's pretty much it. And more Fairway Solitaire. I am always a huge fan when the daily courses include one that is a 9-hole course. You know, sometimes during special occasions, they'll have 3, then 6, then 9 in that order. And I just love that because that means there's more holes for me to play. There's more content. I love that. But I can't remember the last time I don't know if they've ever done it. I'm sure they did it like way, way, way back in the day. But I don't feel like it's happened in a while. All 3 daily courses are 9-hole courses. And that has just made me so happy. I am so thankful for that. Speaking of being thankful, that's what this episode's about. I am thankful for Fairway Solitaire. That's a definite, because I don't know what I would do if I did not have that game to play every day and to play when I'm eating anything ever. But really, the thing I'm most thankful for, and it's what I'm most thankful for every day of my life, is my father, because he has done so much more than he will ever know. He has shaped me into hopefully good man I am. Every ounce of goodness within me, you can thank him for that. And everything that's not good, just blame me. But I love him dearly. I will never ever admit to him how much he means to me, but he means very much so a lot to me. And I often get a little sad when I think about all the time I lost with him, because he is on the older side. I know friends who are 10 to 15 years older than me, and their fathers are younger. My father is 66, and I'm 27. So there's that 39-year gap, 39 and change. And my parents divorced when I was 5 or 6. I don't remember exactly. But I don't remember when we were a family. And then when we weren't, when my parents divorced, I only ever got to see him every other weekend. And he worked on Saturdays. And I would also, you know, I'd get to see him, you know, during Easter break. I'd get a week with him. Or for Christmas, I'd get those rare weeks. Or in the summer, I think got a week or two. But I lost a lot of time with him, and it gets a little sad when I think about it, just because, you know, he's not super young as far as fathers go, in my experience. I mean, maybe there are a lot of fathers, you know, maybe there is a lot of that specific age gap of like 39 years, but in my experience with friends of mine and all that, I don't know many who have that large of a gap. So I just think, you know, who knows how much time's left? I don't know. I don't like to think that way, though. You know, my grandparents did live long lives. And I also think about this, like, he will mention, so does my mother, about, oh, you know, when are you going to get some grandkids? I'm never going to get any grandkids. And I'm just like, yeah, you're not. But honestly, if I ever do have kids, and if that happened at a point where he was gone, that would kind of break my heart. I've mentioned this before, but I would not be happy about that if that happened. But yeah, I'm very thankful that I have him in my life, because I don't know where I'd be without him. I mean, there's no way of telling, there's no way of knowing how things would have turned out. But I mean, I suffered through depression when I was younger. And who knows, if I didn't have the support, even though he was, you know, not in person when I moved to Galena and stuff like that, But if I did not have the support of my father and my cat, who is the second most important person, I'm going to call him a person because he was as much a person to me than anyone else. And it was still the worst day of my life is when he passed away. And the only worse day than that will be when my father passes. But without them, who knows? I may have killed myself. This is a really huge downer of a show. But I am someone who my actual self, the one that does exist, does not believe in suicide. I think it's a chicken's way out. I don't care how hard things get. I'm going to keep pushing through it. You know, even when I was really, really depressed, I never, ever thought or considered suicide. And I contribute that to my father's love and my cat's love and all that and having them in my life. So I can't say how things would have been if they weren't in my life. But who knows, maybe that would have been reality. And then you wouldn't be hearing this. I'm also not doing the 50 Shades of Grey. I've just decided that right now, today is not going to be a 50 Shades of Grey day. Because this is bringing me down to it. I don't want to read that dumbass book now. I also want to say I'm thankful for my co-hosts, Pixelated Radio. And back in the day of Distributed Failure. Which I can't... Man, that's a horrible name for a podcast because I cannot say that. Distributed Failure. Okay, that sounded weird. But Robert Wood, that's my boy. That's my, you know, I can not talk to him until between each show, but it's like, oh, it's like no time is fast. I don't know. He's a good guy. And so much of where I am today, I would have to attribute to him. Pixelator Sausage would not exist if I never met Rob. All these podcasts, everything. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for him. You wouldn't be hearing me. I wouldn't. Who knows if I'd even be on Twitter? I probably wouldn't even give a shit about Twitter because I wouldn't be. I don't know. I have no idea what my life would be like if I had never met Rob. And I'm happy I did because I like where my life is at the moment, for the most part. And I've told them before, but if I ever do get married, as of right now, unless, you know, I can meet some much better cool guys, you know, very soon, who knows, but if I were to get married tomorrow, I would ask him to be my best man, and I would fly his ass out, I would fly his mother out, I'd even fly Halo out, that little bastard of a dog. But yeah, he's a good guy. I should have really thought this out and written things, but I don't know. I'm thankful for, I don't know what I'm thinking. I'm thankful for family in general, as little as I do have, but family is good. And if you have a big family, cherish that. I don't know. I can't do anything. I can't talk anymore right now because talking about my dad has kind of brought me down, which is a horrible thing because he's great, but just those thoughts. Thankful for video games because video games are cool. I'm thankful for the people I've met this year. I'm thankful for JD, aka Cag Scorch, because he's a cool guy. He's a good guy. His enthusiasm for Animal Crossing was very, very lovely as I was just losing my mind waiting for it to finally come out and I had no one to talk to about it until he started tweeting at me. And if it was not for him, I would not be part of Front Burner in any way. I wouldn't even know the site existed if it wasn't for him. So if you're on frontburner.net, frontburner.net, that's without the E. So you can all scream and yell at him for bringing my ass down upon all y'all. Thankful for the man himself, Josh Dean, for creating a great site, and I really hope it all works out for him and for us and for the site, because I love what the site is trying to do and where it's going, and I hope it really does work out because it really is a wonderful site, even in its very early stages. It's still a young pup, a young kitten. And I hope it lives a long cat's life. And I hope that if anyone tries to kill it, it has 9 lives to spare. Thankful for Rich for joining our show and being a good guy and having twins that are monsters. No, they're not monsters. They're great kids. I don't know them, but I'm sure they're great. I don't know. I hope Lunchbox can very soon have a use for a lunchbox. You know, one of those little ones that are kid size. And Elizabeth too. I don't know why I'm talking around that thing, but he knows what I mean, I think. Whatever. I don't know. I'm thankful for that. I'm not thankful for that. I'm hopeful. I'm always hoping that that comes to fruition. I don't know. I hate this. I've just realized this is a horrible idea of a show, because then it's like, oh, why didn't you thank me? Why didn't you thank me? Oh, God, I don't want to do that. But I do want to say one more, at least. I'm thankful for Melissa Dingmon, because she is a lovely lady who is cool. And I don't know why she's... she's weird. But she's good. And she's fun. And I enjoy chit-chatting with her over the Twitters and other things. And I don't trust her. I'm not thankful for how untrustworthy she is. I'm sure she's very trustworthy, but I don't trust her. She's got something up her sleeve that she's still holding on to. I don't know what it is. I don't like it. Because I have an idea in my head of what this thing is. And if it is what I think it is, I'm going to be pissed. I'm going to be pissed. So, yeah. I'm thankful for everyone who listens to these shows. I don't know why you do. I'm thankful for people who read the site, who go to the site, who follow me on Twitter for whatever stupid reason you do. Thankful for a whole bunch of stuff. I don't know. This has turned out to be a horrible idea. Yeah. I want to go get someone because it is Thanksgiving and we are going to be eating shortly. It's always just me and my dad for at least the last few years for a while now. And he's here. He's downstairs. I think he's watching like football. So he doesn't know about this. And this, there's going to be like a gap. And there's going to be a lot of empty space right here. I'm going to go get him. And this is going to be horrible. Because he's not going to like it when he finds out what's happening. Because he has no idea what's... Okay, just hold your horses, people. Okay, he's coming. Just hold on. Y'all can meet my father for the first time in audio terms. He's taking his sweet ass. I swear to God, he hasn't even started walking up the stairs because I have very good hearing, and he's taking a long time. Come on! I think he just called me a son of a bitch sitting in his lazy boy. My lazy boy. He's coming. He's coming.
What?
Come here.
No, I'm not talking about anything.
Come here.
No, I'm not talking.
Come here. No, come here. Here.
I'm done.
Come here.
No, I'm watching.
Say
a movie.
Hello to the people.
Okay, hello.
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for you. There.
Are
you happy now?
No, I'm not.
Well, I am. Bye.
Okay. All right. So, I'm thankful that this stupid-ass episode of this podcast is over. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. If you are not celebrating Thanksgiving, that's cool. Whatever. My favorite holiday because of what it means. And I don't care how good a sail is, I will never ever go out and peruse around for sails and crap like that on Thanksgiving. Mm-mm, that's not going to happen. Not on today. So, yeah. All right, everyone. Goodbye. PixelatedSausage.com. You can find everything there. You know, PixelatedRadio.com for both podcasts. Links to iTunes, Zune, Stitcher Radio, RSS feed, Twitter feed. I'm on Twitter at Kush3. Instagram, mkush. Check out some other great podcasts like the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com. The Two-Headed Nerd Comicast at twoheadednerd.com. The Undercover Unitards Podcast at undercoverunitards.com. And the Grand Nam Unleashed Podcast at whogivesashit.com. And Sprite Stuff at iTunes. You can also find it at frontburner.net, along with his accompanying blog, The Sprite This Down. I'm also thankful for Dean Stevenson, who I will actually say his real name for once, because he's a good guy, and he looks like a giant baby, and he shares a love with me for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which was like the first thing I ever did on Front Burner. It's like I started to reply to various TMNT threads, and then it was like, oh, we both like the Turtles, and then, you know, we became friends, and now we are friends, and I am, I also like him because he just finds a lot of things funny, so that's nice. he loves life, and that's a good thing, so you should all love life too. Goodbye. Happy Thanksgiving.